Your reaction to tonight's win here in Warren Point tonight, David?
Big win. I thought from minute one to probably about minute 70, 80 when David Key had to go off and we were down to 10 men with an injury, we'd made our subs. I thought we were dominant. I thought we were very good. We were good in attack. And I said to the players before the game, my first game down here as manager, late October, nearly 5 months ago, I think we've come a long way from then. And I said the players have got to take a few plaudits, but not too many, because the job's not done yet. Chasing Crusaders is a big thing, but say we can only look after ourselves if we don't win the league. And it's a big ask. Crusaders are 5 points clear, they're champions, and it's a big ask. But the players are, you know, fully aware of what I expect, and we need to finish as high up the table as possible.
There's a good tempo to our game. You know, I think we scored in about the 5th minute and then the 10th minute, and we were 3-0 up, I think, at half time. You know, we just kept at it all the way through tonight, didn't we?
We did, and that's the performance that I know that these players are capable of. Good quality in there. There's players who, you know, not here. You know, Guy Bates wasn't in the squad tonight. Paul Smith's away international. Hockey's injured. Hockey suspended. Stafford's injured. But we've got a good squad, and it's a squad now that I firmly believe that they now believe that they're good players. We've come a long way in spirit and belief since I came in, and long may I continue.
Strange game. We scored 6, and yet our top scorer didn't score any of them. So it shows there's goals throughout this team, doesn't it?
I love Andy scoring goals, but sometimes as a manager, it's good that all our players step up their mark when Andy doesn't, because there's going to come a time when, you know, crucial moments in games when Andy's not going to dig us out. It's going to have to be somebody else. So thankfully, all our people stepped up their mark tonight and scored a few goals.
Burnsy's nearing 20 now, so, and Kirk Miller's scored the 2. And what a goal by Ross Gaynor as well. So, you know, really enjoyable for the spectators to watch all those goals going in.
It was, and again, you just, you know, you only had to look around the stadium or the ground here tonight, and you've seen the Linfield fans turning out for us, which is brilliant, especially Easter time, holiday time. But they still made the effort to turn up, and it's a credit to them, because I think hopefully they see a wee bit what's happening here. And I'm firmly in the belief that what will be will be. We've got a semi-final next week. We've got a big game against Crusaders to look forward to, and that's games where I've now told the players that pressure's off, let's go and play. And I think they did that tonight.
It's always a tough venue here, but tonight was a wee bit more comfortable than usual down here, wasn't it?
Yeah, obviously when I first took the job down here, we won. It wasn't a comfortable performance, but it was a comfortable, you know, final outcome. But tonight, I thought, as I said, I thought we started the game really well. I thought we were dominant from minute one, and fully deserved to go in 3-0 up, and possibly on another night could have won a wee bit more.
It's a big month for us. That's 5 wins out of 5. You know, 2 against Cliftonville, 1 Glentore, and Ballinamullard. Now Warren Point rounds off a really good month for us.
I'll be disappointed if Mark McIntosh and them cronies at the who picked the manager a month, if I don't get it this month. But say, it's a good run. It's a good run, but it's a run that, you know, when you look in the dressing room and the players that we have, it's a run that's more than capable of happening. So, which people shouldn't be surprised by us winning games with the quality we have.
And it's now a massive cup semi-final on Saturday. You'll have watched Lurgan Celtic, you know how tough that will be. But it's a match we really want to win, isn't it, to get into the final for the first time in 4 years.
If we turn up with the same attitude that we did tonight and the same tempo from the first minute, the game will look after itself, because we have enough quality to go and win games.
Well done tonight, David.
Cheers,
fine,
Andy.
Thoroughly professional performance with an excellent scoreline.
Yep.
Well done.
Good man, Andy.